on the phone line with us to take these numbers up and look at what happened in Chicago overnight is Bill Gentry. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Well, the bean market has been on fire. Was yesterday, was bean meal the week before and the week before that, and again overnight, I think. Although it's backed off just a little bit at this hour. It was up almost 20 cents at one time, at least I saw recently. What happened?
Well, we've definitely had a kind of a squeeze play in the meal. We had really tremendous exports and shipments last week, and we had a little trouble sourcing beans out of the field to help to get the processors fed so that we can get some product on the street. So realistically, there's been a little bit of a squeeze play there. But in the grand scheme of things, we were looking at a 50% retracement for the beans, probably up around 1090 unchanged. That would probably be relevant for both the November and January futures contracts. And we got within striking distance of that. You know, horseshoes and hand grenades within a dime is probably close enough. The other thing, too, is South American meal basis has slipped out a little bit. So if we were this strong up here and we were going to pull some meal out of South America to satisfy short-term need, that basis would probably be firming rather than weakening. So in the grand scheme of things, it looks like we should be getting close to a short- to intermediate-term top, especially now that meal's kind of reached into all-time record highs.
Well, the other problem I have reading these numbers is that if it was a squeeze play, it would seem to me that it would be a front-month move only. But really, you've got everything, and I know the front month is trading pretty close with the back months, but everything's above, you know, 1050, 1060 at this point.
You know, and I think squeeze play is probably not the right word. I would say probably the processor is probably not up to speed as far as production is concerned. And realistically, and I think Dave mentioned this on Monday, the fact that maybe we've underestimated overall meal or protein demand globally, this would be some sort of an indication of that. But the futures market might be discounting that particular idea, and it's doing it across the board. But as far as realistically having that sort of a problem, we've got enough beans basically in the chute and probably on the blotter as far as production for South America and us next year. We're probably not going to run out. I think the biggest thing right now is we're trying to even out what that bottom line number is going to be. You know, some guys were thinking it's going to be $500 million next year. Some others think it's going to be $250 to $300 million. This, in anticipation, what we're trying to do is size the crops up, size up our demand, and get the real number, and that's what the trade's doing, probably overshooting slightly to the upside right now.
And finally, and let's only stay with beans. We have just a couple of seconds left.
Sure.
Does this cause you to tell producers to go ahead and open the bin door and make more sales?
Depends on the basis. Yes, I would make sales now. Re-ownership is probably not a strong thing. And also look at your 2015 beans, because at 1050, you know, 1020, 1030 out of the field, that is very attractive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
That Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana.